Proverbs for the day, October the 15th, Proverbs 15, verse 27. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. You know, there are some verses and truths that go across some cultures. This is one of those that is kind of challenged in the Western world. In the so-called capitalistic societies of our world, people have tried their best to redefine greed and redefine riches and redefine the love of money to the point that they'll even change the wording in all of the English versions except the King James Bible. Why? Well, it's because it's something that we have to deal with all the time. Now, I have a strong suspicion, which means I know, okay, but I have a strong suspicion that it's going to be a real eye-opener when we face eternity and we realize that the way we treated the Lord and things and life here has set eternity, has set it. That's a big deal. You know, we live in a time when people lay up and they invest, etc., and then they lose it, okay? Through somebody's ripoff, through somebody's bad decisions, through economies failing. There will be no such thing in eternity. You won't lose what you send ahead. I do have a feeling that a lot of people's plans are going to have holes in them when they get to their side because they try to explain away some of this. And so I come to these matters, these things like he says, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. When we come to these statements, I don't see how we could be too careful. The thing that's a danger to us is earthly living. Now, this word greed, you know, the Lord made the English language, by the way, and greed just sounds bad. Greedy of gain. Boy, there's something strong in that. Because it's possible to become greedy of gain. That gain may not necessarily be things, okay? It may not. It's just the idea of getting where you measure everything by gain. We have to remember that our Bible teaches us that we have to be on guard against these things. We have to be aware of them. In Proverbs 1, he said, verse 19, "So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain." And sometime go back and read those ways. They're greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. It's amazing what someone will do if they get greedy of gain. Verse chapter 3, verse 14, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." So there's different things for us to desire. There's different things, different ways for us to get gain. And we need to keep that in mind when we're going through life. Your Bible says, "He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor." Proverbs 28 and verse 8. Now, greedy is defined in your English language by having keen appetite, being ravenous, desiring food or drink. And here, the idea is it is also voracious or craving. And so, greedy of gain can be about anything. Even in your English dictionary, it can be about food and drink. It could be about results. It could be about popularity. So let's look at just two things in the passage. First of all, gain itself is just gain. Gain itself is just gain. Now, your Bible is not accidental. I completely differ with the notes in the introduction to the Scofield Bible. I've carried one, used one for many years. I'm sitting here now with the one I have read for 30 years, and that is a good old-fashioned King James Bible, Cambridge. But I want to point out to you that in his introduction, and if you've ever noticed the difference between a good center margin cross-reference Bible, and there's several out there now that have been done in the modern context, there's Brother Hoffman's, there's Brother Ruckman's, there's several of them out there, several of them. And if you'll go out there and look at them along with your King James, you'll find in a Scofield there's very few cross-references, very few. And the whole idea is this. There are very few references in a Scofield Bible because he believed that the English words were accidental. And if you'll open up a Scofield Bible and look at it sometime, you'll find that it says that the system of references he used was not based on, quote, the accident of the English words, unquote. And so understand that we don't believe in the accident of the English words. Matthew 16, verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? There's that word gain popping up and cropping up again. So you understand that God gives us this word and he uses it. And he providentially, you can't say anything but supernaturally, influenced these men who translated this thing into English for us and used a variety of sources that God told them to use. And he did it, and their words matched. Now, the thing that's important is we understand that, for example, Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, but what things were gain to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Those I counted loss for Christ. How about that? 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 says, supposing that gain is godliness, from such turn away. Well, the time is slipping, oh my goodness, away for today's devotion. But gain itself is just gain. Ready? Gain is not necessarily godliness. Gain is not always evil, but it must be watched. You see, we want to, as humans, believe in gain, because that would make the doctrine pretty good, wouldn't it? We'd like to believe that the more godly you are, the more gain. We would like to believe that gain is godliness. That way, we just didn't have to think about it too much. But I really want to say to you, gain itself is just gain. It is very easy as a believer to get pulled into the way the world thinks. Here's how the world thinks. The world supposes that gain is godliness. Go over to 1 Timothy 6 and read the context. Well, quickly, greedy, gain, and then greedy. Look, in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. Now, here's what's important. This picture of greedy of gain is given to us in different places. Let me flip over here real quick for you to Psalms. Psalm 17 and verse 12. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Remember, having a keen appetite, a ravenous appetite. So, you could be greedy of that gain. Now, he takes a lion and he uses that as an illustration for an example. And you can picture that lion attacking and eating. How about this one? Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain, for his quarter. Okay? Now, that's Isaiah 56:11. So what we want to understand is we don't want to fall prey to being greedy. Greedy is just being ravenous, having a desire for things. If you're not careful, you'll think it's only about money, but it's not. It can be about many things. You know, in 1 Timothy 3, one of the reasons he talks about let him first be proved and not a novice is when men are young, they don't understand the part of their life that's greedy. In 1 Timothy 3 and not greedy of filthy lucre, verse 3, verse 8. He says again, not greedy of filthy lucre. And so this is important. It's important for us. Now, not greedy. It's something we have to watch out for. Today they write articles. They have all kind of stuff about people have all these different phobias and hang-ups and all this sort of thing. And the thing of it is we have to remember that some people get greedy of stuff. Some people get greedy of junk, and they hoard it up, and they accumulate it. Some people get greedy of recognition. He says, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Now the Bible tells us, covet earnestly the best gifts. It is revealing when our gain, okay, is used as a temperature or a pulse. It's revealing. Consuming requires replenishing. Larry Burkett out of Atlanta, who's gone to be with the Lord, wrote about finances from the Bible point of view. And he pointed this out. This is probably 25 years ago or longer. But he said this in one of his writings. He said, the problem is that young people today want now what took their parents 20 to 30 years to get. And I see that all the time. You look at people in their late 40s and 50s, and they might have a few nice things or whatever. And if you do, I'm happy for you, truly. I can remember going through Bible school and people thinking that the pastor and the teachers and stuff that you came across, you know, oh, well, they wanted it now. Young ladies, wives, young wives, you better rethink what that Bible teaches. Fellas, you need to learn to control yourself. You're not supposed to have now what took your parents 30 years to get. Wow. Okay. Close with this because of time. Look, but he that hateth gifts shall live. Looking for something to be given to you. Now, this is not a statement about all unions, but be careful of a union mentality that because you belong to an organization, you should get certain things. Gambling. Is one of those things that is greedy of gifts, greedy of gain, gambling. Gambling isn't something, you don't earn it when you gamble. It's trying to get a gift. It's being greedy of gain. Beware of becoming a taker. Just beware of it. That didn't say don't ever receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive as a believer. No doubt about it. It's more joyous. It's humbling to have to receive. Now, God's going to put you in the ministry, some of you. You're going to have to learn to receive. And it's okay as long as you don't ever become a taker. A taker is different than a receiver. I don't have time for this, but hey, we receive offerings. We don't take them. I've never used a pistol to collect an offering. It's not a collection. We're not taking it. We're receiving it. A lot of people act like you're taking it from them. Some of those that act the way, I've just put it back in their hands and said, look, you take it. We're receiving it. We do have to be gracious receivers, but let us never become greedy of gain.